WTFR.
So we've crossed over the border, ladies and gentlemen. We crossed over with flying colours. We had our permits and we walked across what's called the Lincoln Causeway from Wodonga, which is Victoria, to Albury, which is New South Wales.
Three.
And the cops actually stopped us, checked our permits. I wasn't wearing a mask. They did not even care. It is a totally different world
they
over
were
here. The cops ain't wearing masks. The adults ain't wearing masks. The kids aren't wearing masks. And everybody is laid back like it's actually normal life. And you really have forgotten how normal life was beforehand and how laid back it was beforehand compared. Well, seriously, it's like crossing from fucking Mexico to the United States. It's totally fucking different. Everyone's happy. Everyone's out. Everyone's smiling. In Myrtleford, at this time of the day, the streets have nowhere near as many people in them since COVID compared to here in Albury and Lavington and Wodonga. Even Wodonga's got more people, but the masks are everywhere. You cross that invisible border that means absolutely fucking nothing and no one's wearing masks. And my daughter, oh, the shame, ladies and gentlemen, the shame. As we were walking across, because she's sick of hearing me say, guess what, we don't wear masks. And then 5 minutes later, guess what, we don't
I'm
have to wear masks.
I'm going to erase that word from the dictionary just so you shut up. Oh my God.
She's sick of hearing it because I'm like, yoo-hoo, woo-hoo, ha-ha. Right, I'm dancing down the street. I'm dancing down the street because we don't have to wear masks and everyone's actually got a smile on their face here. I'm like, oh shit, I don't want to go home. I do not want to go back to Victoria. I've got to, of course, because I've got the responsibilities. But as soon as I can, I'm moving to New South. This is just so much better, not having to dodge the cops, not having to stress about whether they're going to stop you today and say, hey, where's your mask, Sean? Where's your helmet, Sean? Where's your fucking fucking drives me fucking crazy. It does. I'm just so happy I'm on cloud nine at the moment. It literally is like you're crossing from one country to another. Beth's having a heart attack here laughing because of my reactions. But it is so it is so different. Literally like crossing from one country to another. And even when you walk in the stores, you would think some of the stores would say, oh no, you gotta wear a mask, but no, not here. You walk into Kmart or Safeway or wherever, and they're not wearing masks, and they're not asking you to wear one. It's just fantastic. Ah, now, this brings me to discussing... Beth's like, oh no, what's he going to go on about now? you wait, any minute now, you're going to hear, oh, Dad! What happens is... it brings me to this. It makes you also wonder whether they're hitting three or four birds with one stone. And one of those stones is the situation where we do come back to some form of normalcy and we think we'll just let everything else slide because we're back to what we called normalcy. So for instance, wearing a helmet for a bicycle used to annoy the absolute shit out of me, right? But at this stage, being in a place where I don't have to wear a mask, where I don't have to wear a mask, I'm willing to wear a helmet. It sort of puts you in this complacency. It's sort of like sitting there and saying, all right, I'll wear a helmet as long as I don't have to go back to wearing a mask and hiding from the cops and doing this and doing that and not being able to go in to fill my prescriptions or go to a supermarket without wearing a mask or having to wash my hands and all of this. So there's that point to it as well. Beth, what do you think about the whole idea that we don't have to wear masks?
Please stop. Shut up. Without the mask.
I'll say, what, you want us to have to wear masks
now?
No,
just stop saying mask.
Okay, mask. So, anyway.
Literally more than 50 times today.
I counted 55, actually.
Oh, my God.
But anyway, I'll keep you up to date on what's happening. And hopefully we don't have to wear a...
I'm dying. Well, yeah, heavy rain.
Don't wear it. I'm dying. Like
heavy rain.
Yeah, no, heavy rain's not good for my phone, so I'm going to have to hang up.
I don't
All right, care. Talk to you soon, ladies and gentlemen.
Rain. More rain.
16:50 a.m. Tonawanda, New York. 107.9 in the Alpine. WTFR.